Şimdi konunun ikinci konuşması Mr. Eberhard Füz'ü davet ediyorum. Almanya'da çok özürlü görme engellilerin eğitimiyle ilgili görüşlerini bize nakledecekler.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Distinguished participants, I'm really honored and pleased being invited to speak about the field of multidisability at this important and outstanding organized conference. As we all know, does the limitation of time not allow to go very deep into the educational problem of a multidisability? Please understand that my remarks will only scratch the surface in a more or less technical way. The second point is to pay respect for. I am in no way familiar with the cultural background of families with handicapped children, with special services by the government, schools, and so on in Turkey. The situation I'm talking about is a situation in Bavaria, in Germany, in my institution, the Blindeninstitutsstiftung in Würzburg. So, I beg your pardon from the very beginning on not being able to generalize. Speaking of multi-disabled, visually impaired children means to speak about more than 70% of blind children in school age. At least in my country. Less and less visually impaired pupils join special schools for the blind. More and more visually impaired children replace the number of normal, intelligent, visually impaired pupils in these special schools. The number of multi-disabled visually impaired children is still increasing. So, the teachers in the schools for blind people face other challenges as those they had been trained for. Some remarks to the history of teaching multi-disabled visually impaired children. Maybe you made and make similar experiences as we did. When I started working as a teacher, it happened 25 years ago, in the Foundation for the Blind in Würzburg, Germany, this traditional school existed already 125 years. It's been a tiny little school, 6 teachers, some educators. In 1972, the Blindeninstitutsstiftung was asked by the Bavarian government to provide services for multi-disabled, visually impaired children. The authorities felt at that time that in advance 40 children in school age in Bavaria would need such a special facility. Now, 25 years later, my institution takes care for about 1,500 multi-disabled visually impaired in different age groups. That means in early intervention for around 600 children in Bavaria, in preschool and school for around 600 children in school age, and in vocational training areas and in sheltered workshops. The center in Würzburg became too small. Satellite institutions had to be funded in several other cities in Bavaria, schools in Munich, Nuremberg, and Regensburg, combined with early intervention centers and in addition to more early intervention centers in Kulmbach and in Aschaffenburg. So, together, we run now 4 schools in 4 different cities in Bavaria and 6 centers for early intervention. A short excursion to some interesting numbers of schools and pupils joining some The numbers represent the year 1995. In Bavaria, not our institution, but in Bavaria, there are two schools for normal, intelligent, blind children. These schools are joined now by 108 normal, intelligent children. We have partially sighted children in three schools in Bavaria, together 363 children in school age are partially sighted, normal, intelligent. And in our four schools in Bavaria for multiply disabled, visually impaired children, there are now 385 children in special services. If you now combine the percentage of blind, normal, intelligent children and multi-disabled, visually impaired children, you see that the percentage is 72% of all the blind children are multi-disabled. In 1997, the University Hospital in Würzburg, a Mr. Häusler, made a research study all over Bavaria, and he found out that from 100,000 born children, 67 are multi-disabled, visually impaired. You can, when you see that Bavaria has a population of 12 million citizens, so you see what number of multi-disabled, visually impaired children we have to take care for. Which are now the handicapping conditions of multiple disabled, visually impaired persons? We already heard some of it from Mr. Bakush. Those results are based in the children in our institution. 100% of our children are visually impaired. 95% of our multi-disabled children are, in addition, mentally retarded. 70% are physically handicapped. 45% suffer an additional epilepsy. And 5% suffer hearing deficiencies. 56% of all our children are profoundly, very deep, handicapped. At this point, it is up to think about whom do we identify as multi-disabled, visually impaired children. The European Blind Union accepted a common description developed by the Commission for Multi-Disabled Visually Impaired People of the EBU. Point one, there are at least two serious disabilities. Point two, no one of these disabilities plays a dominant role. Three, the usual compensations and specific methods cannot be put into practice. Four, the multi-disability cannot be approached by solving separate problems of separate handicaps. And five, a new approach has to be developed. Because a multi-handicap is not characterized by one of its disabilities, but by the fact that these combination of disabilities created something new. A multi-handicap has its own identity as a handicap. A multi-disability does not refer to a mental, sensory, or other physical dysfunctions, but refers to the complicated educational problem. In our meaning, we shouldn't speak of a multi-disability when, for instance, a blind child uses a wheelchair, because he will be able to follow the regular curriculum. In this point, I think we differ a little bit. Having this definition in mind, the place getting a needed service needs to be a new type of school. Remember? When a mental retarded blind child needs services, it hardly can be helped in a school for mental retarded children because of his blindness. And in a school for blind children, hardly could use the special techniques because of his mental retardation. A very specific point is when you look at a deafblind child. So you will feel that it's true, these multiply disabled visually impaired children need a new type of school. In several discussions during this conference, it became obvious that there is still no clear, no common definition for a multi-disabled visually impairness. Also in Germany, there is still a strange discussion concerning this question. Who is to identify as a multi-disabled visually impaired person, and which is the best place to provide services for multi-disabled visually impaired persons? The consequences of these open questions are that we do not have a common system in Germany for taking care for multi-disabled visually impaired children, youngsters, and adults. That means in some German states are special facilities for multi-disabled visually impaired persons. In some states, in a kind of mainstream system with special services available, in one state is no service at all. In some states, the educational administration believes that there is a need for a special access. Others deny this necessity. You could also think about if this meaning depends on a special amount of money. When we started offering institutional special services for multi-disabled visually impaired children, slowly, some parents' minds changed. Years ago, there was no special law of being obliged to join schools. Also, no special right for profoundly handicapped children to join the school program. This changed in 1972. There was a clear agreement by all states that a handicap, may it be as severe or profound it could be, will be in no way a reason for refusing a participant in a school system. In some parents' feeling, there was an idea of school is a place to learn to read, to write, and so on. But these efforts to reach was not possible for their children. These ideas often prevented a school visit. But more and more parents got aware that school is more than a reading place, that school is a field of education, a field of chances for their multi-disabled, visually impaired children. The self-helping associations and the traditional schools for blind children felt at that time that the major problem of a multi-disabled, visually impaired child is not the blindness, and therefore not a task for themselves. This understanding changed long ago, but not in the sense it is only a task of schools for the blind, but it is also a task. The meaning is not the location, but the special service. In the last years, more and more educational ideas in the departments of education in Germany showed a new view in providing special care for disabled people. The common idea is not to ask where to send disabled children, but to ask first for their special needs. This means if a multi-disabled, visually impaired child has a special need in improving vision, this is a right to get this special program. This could happen at home, in a hospital, in an ordinary school within a mainstream program, in a school for mental retarded children, or in a school for multi-disabled, visually impaired children, where all services, all special help are provided. To summarize this point, if it is possible to bring the needed services to other schools, a multi-disabled, visually impaired child could continue joining this school. Is the help a multi-disabled, visually impaired child needs too large, too big, too special, it could make more sense for him joining a special school for multi-disabled, visually impaired children. The Blindeninstitut Stiftung in Würzburg provides both solutions: a mainstream system for blind or partially sighted children in ordinary schools, and for multi-disabled, visually impaired pupils in other special schools. And we provide a special school for multi-disabled, visually impaired children by ourselves. It is to state that a high percentage of all Bavarian multi-disabled, visually impaired children join our schools. Only a small number of multi-disabled, visually impaired children is still remaining in facilities for the mentally retarded children. We feel that there is a better answer from an institution for blind people to the questions of providing help for special needs. A lot of questions reaching us from schools for physically or mentally handicapped pupils show us and prove that the process of learning and education of multi-disabled, visually impaired persons often focuses in ophthalmological questions and in very specific questions out of the educational field of visually impairment. The educational aspect for visually impaired children obviously is always to be put into account. Providing a school system for multi-disabled, visually impaired children demands conditions. First, the classes should be not too crowded. In our practice, we provide classes with 5 or 6 multi-disabled, visually impaired children. Second, individual special needs demand individual special help. That means this group needs at least at all times 2 persons, teacher and assistant. Third, all teachers need to have a university degree of a training of special education in Germany, at least 2 years, in addition to a degree as a regular teacher. Fourth, there is to provide a continuing inner institutional training and professional improvement. In our institution, at least 40 hours of special training per year. Fifth, special needs need special professions. The teachers have to share their responsibility for the children with other professions who you wouldn't find in regular schools, such as physiotherapists, mobility specialists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, vision specialists, doctors, social workers, and more. Sixth, a main point: a continuing, consequent, and close cooperation with the parents. And another main point: the special needs demand the help of different professions. For the multi-disabled children, we need a multidisciplinary team and a continuing close cooperation and exchange between all professions in the team. Our institute provides paid working time for this task. Having the special needs of multi-disabled visually impaired children in mind, you will feel that providing only a school system for these children is not enough. Only a broad system, including early education, schooling, vocational training, sheltered workshops, and residential facilities for all age groups, meet the needs of multi-disabled, visually impaired children, youngsters, and adults. An institution taking care for multi-handicapped, visually impaired children has to have a high level in responsibility, a high level in organizational and structural realization, in financial resources, cooperation, in teams. It is up to those institutions to form a whole special environment based on the needs of multi-disabled, visually impaired children, youngsters, and adults. Only when we are able to mobilize all in knowledge and skills of all educational and medical disciplines, we are reliable for these multi-disabled, visually impaired persons. Thank you.